prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 September 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We'll bring up a guest up in a minute. Our guest has been a friend of mine and a friend of the ministry for a long time. We're going to talk to Melody Seaver in just a few minutes. We'll cover some news headlines and different information coming in. And maybe I can tell you some ideas, or have you give you some ideas how to protect your what you have saved right now in the best way possible. Before we go there, though, don't forget that this weekend there'll be no Bible study because of technical difficulties. Phil's doing his best to get everything working again. We got the fiber lines put in and nothing else works. So we're trying to get it all figured out as soon as possible. So bear with us. Hopefully we'll have again this coming Saturday, which will be 27th, if at all possible. Don't forget also, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. And we'd love to hear from you. And I do mean that. With all my heart, I mean that. Love to hear from you. And I know I made a couple people angry with them when I disagree with them on the telephone, but that's part of it. It's just we have to work together to try to get along. But if you want to call me anytime and talk, I'm available on Thursday from 9 to 4 Eastern. If you want to call and place an order, or what you may want to do, 800-777-4403. If you can call a toll line, 304-846-4448. Love to hear from you. Don't forget the special we're offering this month on the DVD seminar, Broken Era, A Cry for Deliverance. You'll love it, folks. I know you will. And also the book we're offering, The Rapture, Fact or Fiction, to Deceive the Elect. Both of them together, $15. That includes shipping. That's everything delivered. And, of course, James McCanny told me yesterday to announce this special. That's going to be going through next Wednesday. If you write a check, long as it's dated by next Wednesday, you can get this special. This is the best I ever saw on James's water filters. You get a 4-pack of filters. By the way, these are 2-stage gravity filters. They do everything that Berkey would do with one filter. It took 4 Berkeys, one of these to do the same job. One filter would do 5,000 gallons of water. You don't need to put all 4 in the system at one time. You put one in at a time if you want to. But anyway, a 4-pack, regularly $229, which is really expensive already compared to the rest of them, $199. 4 of them for $199. 8-pack, and you'll get 10 when you order 8. You'll get 10. Regular price is $398, on sale for $378. The 12-pack, you order 12, you get 14, 2 totally free. Regular price is $597, on sale for $497. 12 and get 14. Folks, this is really a bargain. You can call tomorrow and tell us what you want, get that to you ASAP. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And a quick prayer request, please, from my brother's daddy-in-law, 93 years old, been having some heart trouble. At that age, I guess you can expect it, but he went to the doctor today with pains. The pain let up, did an EKG, it looked okay. Yeah, he's supposed to go to see three doctors tomorrow by an hour and a half or 2 hours from his house. So he'll be going up there. So he's feeling better tonight. Tomorrow, go see the specialist, see what's going on. So keep him in prayer if you don't mind. His name is Harold Brown. So please keep him in prayer. Harold Brown needs prayer for his physical condition. I'm not sure about his spiritual condition. I've never been around him. Let's pray that if he isn't right with the Lord, he will be before this is over with. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Melody Seastrom. Melody and I go back a few years. Now, keep in mind, she's only 39, so I met her when she was 5 years old. But anyway, we go back quite a while. She's been a friend of my family's and of the ministry for a long time. If you're listening right now on Shortwave Live, you're listening to what we call Melody Page for this hour on Shortwave. Yes, she does. She's that kind of lady. And she believes what we're trying to do. I know she does. She's stuck with us a long time. And she's been involved in the precious metal business now for almost all of her life. Right, Melody?
Pretty much.
How long you been involved in that?
30 years.
30 years. She's starting. She's 9 years old.
31. Almost, yeah. 31.
There you go. Wow. So she knows, folks, this woman, I know. I've been around a long time down the radio. I've dealt with other metals dealers. I know, I'm not saying they're crooked. I'm not saying that at all. But Melody's the most straightforward, and I think the most dependable one you can count on that I've ever met, and I've dealt with several of them. So we'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But Melody, there's so much happening in the country. By the way, gold hit a new record high the other day, folks. $3,680 an ounce. A new record high. It'll hit 400.
That was the close. We did pop over 3,700.
Over 3,700. All right. Mm-hmm. So, folks, gold is hitting on 4,000. 3 years ago, it was 1,700. Think about that. Think about that. And silver is hitting close to, what, 43, 44 now?
Silver?
Yes.
The futures price I'm looking at right now is 42.20, and gold is actually 37.04. These are the future contracts, though.
Okay.
Not spot, but future contracts.
There
December.
You go,
I think it's December.
It's looking like it's been a good investment to be involved in precious metal. But let's move on beyond that right now and talk about something else. Melody, I don't need to tell you that our nation's hurting. It's hurting terribly, and I mean that. We just had another three cops killed in Pennsylvania and two more critically wounded by apparently a 22-year-old kid. And I don't know the whole story behind that yet. It hasn't all come out yet, but our nation literally is just seems like it's just going further and further. And the violence has, if you read Matthew 24, it says that the days of Noah's were, so be the days coming Son of Man. Well, the book of Genesis, Chapter 6, it said the earth is filled with violence. I think we're seeing that now, worldwide. Look what Israel's doing to Gaza. Hundreds of thousands of innocent people, homes destroyed, and hundreds of thousands being killed. Millions of homes being destroyed. And what's going on between Ukraine and Russia and other places are I guess you could say, shaking their sabers, threatening war between everything. I mean, the earth is... As Christ predicted is going to happen, we're seeing violence all the place, aren't we?
You know, we certainly are. And, you know, the sad thing about everything is they have divided us so much that we're fighting each other. And that is just what the elites want.
Oh, yeah.
We're so fighting each other that no one's paying any attention to them. They don't want us fighting them. They want us to be fighting each other. And people just can't see who is controlling and who is manipulating and who is creating these situations so that people do exactly what they want them to do. I mean, you talk about sheep, you talk about it, really is amazing when you sit back and look at what's going on. You know, somebody asked me the other day, Butch, we were talking about politics and so forth, one of my customers, and I said, you know, I said, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, you know, I don't claim to be anything political. And that's how I get to see both sides.
Yes.
I do. If you look at the big picture, you can see all the lies that are coming from both sides and what they're doing to divide the people, not just a nation, but around the world. So, I mean, it's going on everywhere, and it takes the focus off what they're really doing.
It does. It really and truly does. You know, and it's also a communist plot to cause society to crumble like this. That's how they destabilized many nations with revolution. Castro did it in Cuba, and it's happened all the world. The same idea, same play.
And, you know, and if you ask people, well, what are you angry about? I mean, really, if you look at what people are upset about, I mean, there's a big gap between the left and the right. But I mean, if you really looked at these situations or events, or not even events, but the items that people are upset about, there really isn't anything. Well, I mean, what is there to be upset about? I mean, yes, we have.
Uh-oh. I don't hear anything, Todd. There we are. Okay.
I think I just got shocked.
Yeah, we just lost you there. I don't know what happened. Boom, you were going.
You know, now. But you know, as I was saying, it's if you look at what we're angry about, and people are angry at things that, you know, shouldn't dictate their lives. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're right. I think it's been an accumulation of so many things now. The people getting frustrated. They're pulling from different directions that they're having a hard time getting it all together, holding together. I know even personally that so many things are happening, Melly. Sometimes I got to back up and regroup. My mind just gets overwhelmed. You know, you're trying to take all this in, understand what's happening. And it can be overwhelming, and people getting frustrated with that, especially when they have a hard time paying the bills and taking care of the family and all the nonsense going on. It's just part of it. And by the way, before I go ahead.
That's what they should be focused on.
I agree.
Their daily lives. And why is it in the condition that we're in? Refocus the anger from your neighbor to those that really have the impact to make the changes and to see what they're doing to us. They're doing it to everybody, to all of us. That's what we should be upset about, not what your neighbor, you know, so he disagrees with me. Okay, I have my faith, I have my belief, and that's all that matters.
Well, if we could let go of that, but unfortunately, the other side, whoever is instigating this, doesn't want that to happen. They don't want us to
agree to
get
along.
They want us to be angry and divide us. And that's just the way it is. And I'm going to share part of an article here by Michael Snyder. Folks, I forward a lot of Michael's stuff because Michael is a very well-written gentleman, very knowledgeable on what's happening in the world, strong Christian believer, and he's been on the program 3-4 times, always blessed to have him on. But I want to share this because I want to read it all, just part of it. This is such a sad statement, but it's true. Our society has produced a lost generation that doesn't have any hope. Now, I know that sounds dire and dark, and I guess it is, but it doesn't change the facts. How can we possibly undo the severe long-term damage that's been done to an entire generation of young people over the course of several decades? One of the most powerful pieces of evidence that our society is a failure is the fact that we have produced a lost generation of young adults that doesn't have any hope. We shipped most of them off to public schools where they were trained to believe that they came from monkeys, There's no purpose to their lives, and when they die, nothing waits for them on the other side. This sick philosophy is endlessly pounded into the heads of our young people, and many of those that have adopted it have come to the conclusion they might as well live as hedonistically as they can while they are still here. Of course, that doesn't give them any meaning or purpose either, and so a lot of them end up drifting through life seeking anything that can fill the painful emptiness that they feel inside. It isn't really a mystery why so many of our young people have gone completely insane. Our modern liberal society urges them to constantly chase after things that will never satisfy them. As a result, we have emotional and national epidemic of loneliness, a national epidemic of depression, a national epidemic of drug abuse, a national epidemic of suicide. That's, folks, that is sad, but that is really true. Our young people are offered one hamster wheel after another. Each time they are told that if they they just run hard enough, they will finally be happy. So this is what has happened today. The young people have become depressed. They don't understand they can't comprehend what's happening because they have nothing to base it on. They have no truth in their life. Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no one understands that as a whole. The masses don't understand that. They have no truth to base their lives on, Melody. And folks, Christ is the answer. Mm-hmm. I didn't say he's going to solve all your financial problems, as the name it and claim it people do. He may not even heal your disease if you're sick. That's beside the point. I'm talking about a spiritual need that only he can feel. The world and the world things cannot fill the void only Christ can fill. If I didn't know this, if I wasn't living this, Melody, I'd be miserable also. You can't find true pleasure and happiness and peace in this world, can you?
No. You know, I read that article today, and actually you had it posted on your, is it a monthly newsletter that you send out?
Yeah, I think so, probably. Mm-hmm. I put out the news blast too, yes.
Yes, and he did a really good job in writing that, talking about the lack of hope in these kids and, you know, the things that have fueled that. And it really is a sad, and it was interesting because I think it was his article where he said that, look at the Democrats since they removed God out of their format, I think it was in 2012, look what has happened. Look how that group of people have fallen away.
Yes.
And it really is an interesting tie to the removal of God from their format and looking at the group of Democrats as a big whole and how much hate. But there's as much hate on the other side too, Butch.
Well, there is, and it's growing too. Because overall, most of them forgot Christ also. They say they didn't, but their lives proved differently. But you know, in Colossians chapter 1, it says that Christ created all things. But through by him, all things exist, and through him, all things consist. Well, consistency is something that holds something together. It's like I've said many, many times. You can build a beautiful brick wall, unless you put mortar in it. The first puff of wind's coming along, that wall's going. So the same way without Christ, you can build society, but the foundations won't last. They can't without Christ. There's no basis. There's no truth. There's nothing bound together. And without that common morality that Christ brings, a society cannot exist. When morality goes, Melody, when morality goes of an individual's a heart, a home, a city or a state or a nation, what do you have left to build on?
Nothing.
That's the whole key. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Let me say one thing before I forget it. Folks, we are now on Roku. I just found this out yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. If you have Roku, if you go on Roku and type in Truth Be Told Radio Network, or just initials, Truth Be Told Radio Network, you will find the network there, and you listen to our program live at 8 o'clock Eastern. On Roku now. No, we're not on video. I don't do videos. I have a face for radio. So, but anyway, but Roku now carries our programming. Anyone that has Roku, listen to it. Good quality on your TV set now. I want to let y'all know that. Now, back to discussion. So the division is real, Mel. Now, since Sunday on the program, we are now to the shedding of blood in the Civil War. It's been a war of ideas. As my theme song said, this is war. We're at war. Have been for ever since the beginning. But for a long time, it was a war of ideas and maybe disagreements, but in a civil society and a society once had, the agreements may not have been pleasant, but we didn't shoot each other. We didn't actually cry for war. We didn't do those things. We had something in common. We at least respect one another enough that we didn't want to cause bloodshed. Well, that's going. That's over. Matter of fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene said something that should get her eyes open to a lot of things. She said this. Representative Major Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, renewed a call for a national divorce to divide the country along partisan lines on Monday. This time, citing the fractured response to assassination, a conservative activist, Charlie Kirk, and a federal funding disputes in Congress. There's nothing left to talk about with the left. They hate us, Greene wrote on his social platform X. To be honest, I want a peaceful national divorce. Our country is far too gone and far too divided. It's no longer safe for any of us, she added. Kirk, 31, was fatally shot during an event at Utah Valley University last week. The alleged gunman, Tyler Robinson, is in police custody while authorities continue to investigate and reveal more details. Folks, I got to say this. I don't think Tyler Robinson is what they say he is. I don't know that, but something just doesn't look right. But back to the article. Meanwhile, dozens of people not directly linked to the assassination have faced backlash and in some cases lost their jobs over comments they have made about Kirk's political beliefs following his death. They assassinated our nice guy who actually talked to them peaceably, debating ideas, Greene wrote in a social media post Monday. Then millions on the left celebrated and made clear they want all of us dead. Greene first floated the proposal of a national divorce in February to separate the red states and blue states and to shrink the federal government. The latest in at least one national poll found the idea was overwhelmingly unpopular with the majority of Americans, though. I will pray for the left, but personally, I want nothing to do with them, she wrote. Greene, who has faced backlash from both Democrats and Republicans in the past because of her provocative rhetoric and proposals, also chided in members of both parties Monday for a stopgap spending plan that is being mauled to prevent government shutdown at least through November 20th. Democrats are hardening their beliefs, and they will flip the switch back as soon as they have power, she wrote. And if you are expecting Republicans to fight against evil, with the power they currently possess, and end this once and for all, you are going to be extremely disappointed. Government is not the answer. God is, she wrote. Good point. Good article.
So, you know, it is a good point, but you know what? What she talks about and what she says before she comes, and she, you know, she always ends up with, and they all do, they all make their little speech, they all make their little comments, but they'll always end their little comments by going back to God. To me, they should start out with God. Not end. And to me, what they say so many times, just like what she's talking about, it separates, it's dividing. It's not, she's not, they're not, she, all of them are not doing anything to really bring us back and to have the nation do any type of repentance. And you know, the article that I was referencing out of your newsletter today, it was the one by Rob Pugh, P-U-E,
oh, yes,
publisher.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes,
a Wisconsin Christian News.
Yes.
Excellent. He talks about, he says the MAGA movement, however well-intentioned, will never restore or heal our land. Only repentance will. Turning back to God, our creator, in all humility and righteous sorrow for our lack of fear or reverence, thankfulness and all for the many blessings he's bestowed upon us. And his long suffering with our hard hearts and our savage appetite for all forms of lust, self-indulgence, and wickedness. You know, and it's true. I mean, the things that you listen to these politicians talk about, again, when they talk about God and prayers and so forth, they're just state. I'm not judging. I don't know what's in their hearts. But to me, it doesn't seem that's the appropriate way to go about if you truly wanted to be in a position of politics and in power to try and heal this nation. Because once you admit that this country can no longer be healed, Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, you said a lot of facts there, a lot of truth. And the answer seriously is repenting before God. But that didn't happen in the past with Israel. It's not happening today in America. It's just that people don't seem to understand that.
Do we just give up on it? We just throw it away?
You can't throw it away. You have to warn them. We're not going to stop it. We got to warn them, though. That's our job. Our job is to let them know this is the hope is in Christ and nothing else. And the only way we'll get anything back is trusting him. As a nation, I don't think Billy will ever get turned around again. But as individuals, we can make a huge difference if we keep trying and telling the truth. What you do with the, you got a job. Yes, your job is precious metals. But I know you. You use that almost like a ministry. You really are honest with people. You try to help people. You're not trying to get rich, obviously. I mean, you're not a millionaire yet, are you?
I'll never say.
Okay. But anyway, so you work at it from the heart. You don't work at it from dollar sign. That's why I like you. That's why I work with you.
Well,
go ahead.
From the beginning, from the website, once I took over, I put on there, it's a Christian company. And, you know, people ask me, somebody would ask me to preach over the years. I mean, not to pray with them and so forth. I would. But I don't, I'm not going to quote scriptures. That's not my job. But how do I prove that I am what I say I am? And that's by doing a good job. And it's my faith who guides me in helping people and doing what I do. That's how I show. And I don't have to show my customers who I am. There's only one I have to show that I'm trying to do the best that I can do. So I've had people tell me, remove that from your website. I would never remove that from my website. They said, you might get more business. I don't need more business. So yes, I don't have scriptures on my website. I don't quote scriptures, and it's how I behave myself in handling my business should show who I am.
Well, what you just said, by their fruits, you shall know them. Mm-hmm. Now, they should see what you do and how you do it and know that's where your heart is. I mean, so praying, I mean, all the other things we're saying is it may be important. But by the fruits, you shall know them. There's no point in kidding it unless you're living it, unless you're shown in the fruit. They don't have it. James, the book of James says that with faith without works is dead. So without fruit, folks, you're not living by faith, that's for sure. Back at the break with your phone calls also next half hour. I'd love to hear from you. 717-300-1698.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back, and again, I've said this a dozen times. This program, our bumper music, our theme song, "This Is War," has grown in relevance ever since the day we started 33 years ago. This coming March will be 33 years since the first broadcast, and that theme song has been with me all those years. That's how old the song is, but it makes more sense and is more relevant than it ever has been. We are at war. And for years, we were at war spiritually back and forth, aspiring back and forth, trying to get things maybe done certain ways. Now it's going into physical warfare. For all manner of reasons, people are shooting each other and doing things that were unheard of just 20 years ago. But I grew up in a country, I'm old enough now to say this, that was much, much different than it is today. A nation that was so different that if you could have brought me up to the time I was 10 years old, 15 years old, and brought me in today, I would not recognize this country. It has become so unraveled any way and every way you think of. The main thread that holds any society together, of course, is God Almighty, His Son, Jesus Christ, and His commandments, His laws. Once those are ignored and forgotten about, all the other things unravel. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it be spiritually or monetarily or what it may be. It all unravels. His word has the correct way for all things in life, period. His word pertains to every part of our life, every bit of it. And when He's taken out of it, it falls apart. Melody, you see that. I know you do as well as I do. You've been in the world long enough to see that things have changed a lot and people have become more confused and frustrated and angry, and they still are. And that's because they have no hope. They're looking to somebody to fix this problem in this world. They don't see it happening, so they become angry. And it's just a sad thing to say. We keep saying over and over again, hoping somebody will believe what we're saying and follow the right way. But before we go any further in the program, get on the phone lines. The lines are full already. What kind of deals do you have this month on some precious metal, somebody.
We've been running specials on some Silver Eagles, some backdated Silver Eagles. You can get them for about a little over $4 over spot. Great deal. They're nice looking coins. They're not all beat up. You might get a little toning around the rim and so forth from people holding them and so forth, but they're still beautiful coins. They're not going to be scratched. They're not going to be, you know, chipped or dented or anything like that, because we selectively choose them and look at them when we put them in the containers. So they're a great buy. They're a very good, great buy. You can buy 90% silver for about a buck over spot. That's a tremendous buy. So there are some good deals out there in silver, very good deals in silver.
And silver is climbing, folks. It truly is. And just out of curiosity, what is a 90% silver dime worth now, roughly?
Oh, you're probably looking about a dime. Let's see. You'd probably be looking, I don't know, around $3.
$3 for a dime.
Now, folks, probably over $3.
Let that sink in a second, please. 10 cents. I remember when 10 cents, actually 7 cents, would buy you a Coke. If you spent 10 cents, you had to take 3 cents back, get you 3 cents back on the bottle. But I remember that. I really do remember that. I remember when gasoline was 20 cents a gallon. Now let that sink in a second. That's how much our dollars devalued in the last 55 years. That's how much it's devalued. And we're hanging on to it, hoping it's going to get better. I know right now stocks and everything looking like it's really going well, gangbusters. But folks, it's all air. When it busts, it's going to bust hard. It's going to hurt. Give Melody a call and ask her some questions. We're not trying to pressure you by anything. Just ask questions. Call her up. Melody, the number is 800-378-4188. Is that right?
375-4188. What number are you reading out?
I don't know. 375-4188.
Good thing I was paying attention.
It is. Well, that's the first time ever. But anyway, 800-375-4188. Give her a call and talk to her. Let's go to the phone line. Let's start with Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in.
Esther, can you hear me?
Sure can.
I remember back in the late 90s or the 2000s when Ron Paul was running for president, and they were in a debate, and he said, gasoline is around $3 a gallon now, and I can make it worth a dime. And they all laughed at him, and he brought out a silver dime, and he said, well, see, this silver dime is worth $3. And they froze. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but that's a good point he made. Absolutely.
Oh, gosh, it just floored them. But nobody listened. Melody, I've spoken to you before on Pastor Butch's show. I'm glad y'all got back to the money. I found out a factoid that blew me away the other day. Between the time history began and 1990, 100,000 tons of gold was brought up on top of the earth. Since then, from 1990 to today, another 100 tons of gold has been brought up on the face of the earth. So somebody knows what's coming, because they know that the value of the dollar is going, or the value of pretty much all currencies are going. So they're backing it up with gold, and I'm wondering how fast they're bringing it out of the ground now.
Well, I don't have that stat for you, but what I do know is you have a lot of central banks around the world that are basically holding more gold than they are U.S. Treasury. So they're converting their dollars, they're taking the U.S. debt and turning it into gold, something, a good thing. So there's a lot of interest. They continue to buy more gold. Countries and central banks are buying more gold than they have in the past. And what's interesting is because they're all central banks. And we know our history of our central bank. So again, as long as the central banks are, you know, beginning to purchase all this gold, it's not going to help the people of their countries. You know, the people of the countries are still going to suffer as us, you know. And again, you know, it was that one guy on the Federal Reserve Board today wanted Powell to do 0.5%, and he was just put in that position by Trump, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I think his last name is Marin. And he wanted Donald Trump during his first term to devalue the dollar. So here's another guy put into a position that believes our government should default and devalue our currency. So there's a bunch of them in there, and I think that's exactly what they're going to do. It's time, because I don't know how long, I don't know how much longer, you know, of all the, you know, quantitative easings that they can do and so forth, QEs. I mean, I don't think there's anything left in order to keep this country propped up financially.
Pastor, can I talk on Modern Times very quickly?
Of course. Go ahead.
We had that little girl killed on the train with a neck jab. And then right after that, we had that snuff film of Charlie Kirk. And since then, all of the news has been just misdirection. It's like shrapnel coming off a bomb. You can't believe anybody. And it's like you said, it's a communistic plot. You don't want to believe in the news. They're like blackpilling everybody. You know, one and one is three, Winston. Two women can have a kid. It don't work like that, but they're going to make you say that, and then they can implement their system. It's a program, and it occurred to me the only thing that is going to protect you from this is the Holy Spirit. You have got to get in the Word. You've got to get in the King James Version. You've got to find people who are preaching it and beg the Holy Spirit every day to guide you, because that is the only truth in the world, and if you watch the news, you're finished.
Amen. I agree. There's so many things in the news that are obviously stories to convince people what to lie. And it's happened more and more often. And we still fall for it. As a whole, we still fall for it.
We do. Let me get out of the way.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
No, let me get out of the way. Thank you all both.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Melody, before we get to the next caller, what will it mean? I mean, we hear about the BRICS. The BRICS nations, they're coming together to form their own trade and currency, and they're doing it. They're not doing it as quickly as I thought to them, but they're getting it done. When do you think this may come into fruition to a point we're going to be able to tell it in our trade, in our income, our earnings here, our financials?
Oh, gee, if I had that answer, Butch, I wouldn't be doing this program. We'd be out there investing, and we'd all be rich. I don't know. It's being done. You still have to remember that the U.S. dollar is still the reserve currency. A lot of transactions are done on that. Is it being lessened? Of course. It doesn't process as many transactions as it did 10 years ago. So, yes, there is a pulling away from the U.S. dollar. They are creating other ways that these countries, particularly like Russia and China, can make these, Iran can make these transactions without going through the U.S. dollar. So we are seeing it. But as far as I think what's going to happen is it's not about the BRICS. It's not about the BRIC nations. It's not about China. It's about our debt. It's about we have debt too great to be paid. We have inflation. The government is going to use inflation because of the amount of debt. They need inflation. They want inflation. So when they're up there telling you they're fighting everything they can do to fight against inflation, they're flat out lying to you. They can't fight inflation. It's impossible. So it's right here at home that is going to affect the people of this country, their savings, their retirees, their standard of living. People are already changing their standards of living. Look at our power. Look at our utility bills. Look at our insurance bills. I was reading an article today. Insurance, I think it was home insurance, is up 70% in the last, since 2021.
Oh, yes.
So people are being put financially in difficult positions. That is what people need to focus on. And it is what's going to bring the system down is right here at home.
Been coming a long time, folks. And it's been gradually decaying and falling every day. The dollar is still used, but the dollar is worth, has lost 25% of its value in the last 5 years. So
yes.
You're still using it, but it's losing value every day. Let's go to John in Texas. John, welcome. Come on in. Hello, John.
I was kind of wondering if Melody's still on shortwave in the morning.
I don't think so. No, we stopped the shortwave broadcasting. I do more guest programs like Butch, Beth Ann from CSD Talk Radio, Jeff Frentz.
So what's Beth Ann's? When does she come on?
She comes on Wednesday mornings. I'm there twice a month.
Okay, I was wondering. I used to listen in the morning and then try to find y'all, and then I couldn't find y'all anymore.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know what happened.
Yeah, we pulled out about a year ago, and maybe, 2 years ago, maybe by now? But we also do a Friday program that you can listen to on Global Star. Butch, you have that information, don't you?
Oh, yes. Well, Global Star, yes. Can you get satellite feed on computer, John? You have a computer?
No, pretty much my phone is pretty much what I use, for all that.
Okay. Yeah, Melody quit doing shortwave, like she said. It's been at least a year ago, probably a little more than that.
I'm beginning to turn 40, and it was getting to me.
I'll say, talking about the economy, and I don't have a whole lot of money, so I'm on food stamps, and I just turned 69 years old. But the interesting thing is I got a letter yesterday. I was getting $144 a month, so they reduced it to $115. Wow. And so you would think it would have been the other way around. But, and I was watching Tucker Carlson last night in the July interview with Charlie Kirk, and I had really never heard of him. But he was just really, really intelligent. And he really put forth some really great information about the young people, how they're not going to be able to buy a house. They're probably not going to get married. They're not going to have children. And the thought that crossed my mind was that he had to have a whole lot of money because, basically the bankers and all these people are behind all that stuff. And but I just really thought I was really impressed with the guy.
He's highly intelligent, very polite, and right to the point. Did a great job.
Yeah, well, I had never heard, the way he put all that, and it really crossed my mind is getting rid of the American people, because if you get rid of the younger generation and everything, and then he said this first time that they've been worse off than their parents, mm-hmm. And anyway, it was really interesting interview, and but I just figured I would say that, because I've been listening to a bunch of other stuff too, and but I'm starting to wonder about Donald Trump, he might have even been an enemy of Charlie Kirk, because he's got mm-hmm. his agenda, and it's one of those things where, it all comes back down to economics, like you were talking about.
And I didn't know that Charlie Kirk's wife, she was, if my information is correct from what I've been reading, and I shouldn't say this until because I haven't had a chance to check it out, but she was USA. Wasn't she a USA pageant and Donald back in 2004, something like that, when Donald Trump owned that? So there's a long connection going back to Charlie. So there's just, we will never know.
No, I didn't. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, too.
We got to jump. A good call. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Maybe everybody knows how I feel. This is it.
Yeah.
Deal with God. Watch
Amen.
The peripherals to see where we're at, but deal with God. Melody, what did they do with the interest rates today? Did they lower them or hike them up?
They lowered them a quarter point. which we all knew he was probably going to do. Yeah. You know, but
majority
you know,
of them thought that is what was going to happen.
Yeah. There's only one.
All those junk loans that they're trying to pass around. Mm-hmm. Just got a little more money.
Yeah, exactly. And
So
it's going to be interesting. I mean, he lowered rates last year at this time, and it didn't do anything to the 10-year yield. He had bumped it below 5%, but it was still hovering between, you know, 4.25 to 4.5. So it really didn't do that much. So we'll have to see after all this excitement and, you know, we go into after they shut down the government after this month, unless they do that resolution and so forth to keep it open till November. I don't think those rates are going to change much. I think they're going to go back up. But he made a comment that they might lower them 2 more times this year. So, you know, he's kind of between a rock and a hard place.
It's not going to make any difference. Nobody can afford to pay what they have now.
No.
Everybody run out and turn your loan over and, you know, don't get a fixed rate. Use a variable rate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. Never know.
Yep.
Only time will tell, and I don't look any better. Anything else, Jan?
No, I told you. I'm on here so many times at a time, I think everybody knows what I think.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Jan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jan. God bless.
Right. Let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Melody.
Hi.
Melody, I couldn't believe, well, knowing people, I guess I should. I find that person who told you to remove the word Christian from your website to be highly offensive and insulting. You know, myself, sometimes I'm a little too outspoken for many people. And for that reason, primarily, they can't handle that honesty, forthrightness, the not holding anything back. You know, we're putting on a mask or a disguise for anyone. It's hard for them to deal with. But my faith is extremely important to me, much more so than what others decide to think or feel about me. And your attitude towards that, you said it all. You were correct. God bless you, Melody.
Thank you. You want an interesting tidbit to that person? Mm. They were Jewish. I need to say no more.
That made my night. God bless both of you now.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Chance. Folks, the line's open. Got time for another call, too, if you hurry. 717-300-1698. Again, Melody, tell the folks what you're going to offer from this. If you want to call and talk to you. And, folks, call and ask questions to Melody. This woman will not shy away. She'll not hurry up the phone. She'll talk to you. But what are you going to offer again?
Well, we got some backdated Silver Eagles. They're running a little over $4, about $4 over spot. 90% silver you can get at $1 over spot. I mean, those are some great buys. 1 ounce silver rounds, they're more than $1 over spot. So the 90% silver is about the least expensive way to buy silver right now. Certainly better than any type of bar that you can buy. And the thing it is with 90% silver, let's say you buy $100 face value of 90% silver. When you get that $100 back in quarters, you're getting $100 back. So you're actually saving. So if your $100 face value bag is, you know, $3,200, you're getting $100 back. So actually your silver is only costing you $3,100. So it's because you're getting real money back. It's still spendable. And I think that's what's important about 90% silver. You don't want to take it to the store and spend it, but in case of an extreme emergency, you can. You know, I was talking to someone today about the oil embargo in the 70s. I remember standing in line. I can still remember the sign. Well, I guess I heard about this, Butch, because that would give away my age. But I remember seeing the sign that says if you paid with coinage, silver coinage, you got discounts. I remember during 2008, people calling me from different places around the country saying I went into this gas, and it's always the gas stations. I went into the gas stations, and if I paid with 90% silver, I got a discounted rate. So, you know, you don't want to do it, you know, unless you really have to, because it's still the silver that's important. But people adapt to changing times and difficulties. People become smart. A lot of them do. Not everybody, but a lot of them do, especially if they're in business, because they have to, they want to stay in business because they have a family to feed. So they adapt. And that's what's great about 90% silver. So those are some good buys. Everything we have here at Discount Gold and Silver is good buys. I keep hearing silver's beyond my price, beyond my budget. Well, do you have savings? It's the same way when people would come to me and say, well, you know, I have this IRA or I have this annuity and I know I'm going to lose 70% of that or I might lose 60% of my value in that investment program, but I don't want to pay the tax. So you'd rather lose 70% than buy something that gives you the chance of protecting your assets and pay your taxes, and it would only cost you 20%. So again, think things through. We don't critically think anymore. We rely on our financial planners to tell us what to do with your money, with your money. I don't have a financial planner, so he doesn't tell me what to do. But, you know, so people rely on their financial planners to tell them what to do. And you don't even think about it. So think. Protect what you have. There's no guarantees.
Almost a lost art. Give them the number. Number about out of time. Give them the number again.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And folks, do give her a call and talk to her. About out of time for tonight. Don't get to Mars' office. Be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. We do want to hear from you. That's what we're in the office for. We want to be here for you and answer questions if we can and share thoughts with you and do what we can to maybe make a difference in your life. And I know Melody wants to do the same thing. She really does. She's a lady I've dealt with a long time, done a lot of transactions with her a lot of years. And she's always been above board and totally honest with me and everything I've done with her. And that's just a fact. And Melody, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and I thank you time. Thank you for taking
well,
time.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'll look forward to it again.
And thank
sometime.
You to your listeners.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're tickled to there too. God bless you, Mel. And I'll talk to you down the road somewhere.
Bye.
Bye, bye, honey. Folks, we're flat out of time tonight. Like I said, we're going down the last few seconds here,
honey.
I never called honey for. Okay, but anyway, see you later, darling. But anyway, I'll probably get criticized for that. But folks, have a great night tonight. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Give us a call and talk to us. Love to hear from you. Good night.
Come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.